This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 464 for Wednesday, July 6th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker on Wednesday, although activity was choppy as the market attempts to find its footing after sharper declines earlier in the week. Canola down $3.30 in the November contract at $825.30 per ton. That contract had dipped below the $800 mark in the overnight trade. Continued losses in Chicago soy oil weighed on the market, with crude oil and Malaysian palm oil also weaker. However, gains in European rapeseed and losses in the Canadian dollar provided some support. End-user buying underneath the market and a lack of significant farmer selling also helped temper the declines, amid ideas the recent losses were starting to look overdone, and canola was well off its session lows. Mixed weather across the Canadian prairies is keeping some caution in the market, although conditions remain relatively favorable for crop development. In the U.S., activity was mixed, with prices trading to both sides of unchanged, the bias higher in soybeans and corn, and lower in wheat. Soybeans up 6 cents in the November contract at $13.22 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was pegged at 63% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That's down 2 points from the previous week. Emergence was in line with average at 96%, although only 7% of the crop was blooming. That's slightly behind normal for this time of year. Forecasts calling for rain over the next week across the Midwest should help the condition rating stabilize or improve in upcoming reports. Corn, it traded to both sides of unchanged, ending higher. September up 7 cents at $5.99 per bushel. Condition ratings did dip slightly, with 64% of the U.S. crop deemed good to excellent. That's down 3 points from the previous week. Forecasts calling for timely rains across the Corn Belt should keep the grain under pressure. Wheat, it was weaker. Minneapolis down 3 cents in the September contract at $8.87 per bushel, Kansas City down 10 cents in September at $8.51 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 2 cents in the September contract at $8.04 per bushel. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest contributed to the declines, with 54% of the crop off the fields. That's up 6 points from the normal for this time of year. Improving condition ratings for the U.S. spring wheat crop were also bearish, as it moved up 7 points in the good-to-excellent category to 66%. Ukraine expects to harvest at least 50 million tons of grain this year, excluding oilseeds, according to reports out of the country. While that would be down sharply from last year's 86 million tons, it would still be a sizable crop considering the ongoing conflict. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, July 6th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.